We are living in a day and age where many Christians are sick. And many Christians have been sick for a long time. Many don't even know why they are sick. Could it be that the devil or some demon is causing them to be sick? I'll be back in a moment, and we'll take a look in the book.
Bread of life, sent down the Lord.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in beautiful Irving, Texas. The pastor is the dynamic Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages on demons and angels. Now get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. of Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving takes a look in the book.
You are the living.
Everybody clap your hands.
Clap your hands, this is the way we praise Him.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands, this is the way we praise Him.
Clap your hands. Your hands.
Clap your hands.
Clap your
hands.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands. This is the way we praise
Him.
Clap your hands.
Singing our song.
Singing our song.
Praising the Lord. Everybody clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Clap your
hands.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Luke chapter 13. morning, I want to look at Luke chapter 13, beginning with verse number 10 through 17. We want to continue our series on demons and angels.
Amen.
When you find it, say, I got it.
I got it.
Luke chapter 13, beginning with verse 10. You find these words, and he was teaching in one of their synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity.
Yes.
And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God.
Amen.
And the rulers of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to water it? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all of his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that was done by him. This morning I want to talk with you on the subject, You can be loosed.
Amen.
You can be loosed.
Hallelujah.
High five somebody and tell them, Pastor going to talk about you can be loosed. You can be loosed. We are living in a day and age where many people are sick. There was a man who went to the hospital to have an operation. And after he had came out of the operation, he noticed that the curtains in his room was closed. Before he went to the operation, the curtains was open, and he was wondering why are the curtains closed. So when the doctor came in, he said, Doc, before I went to surgery, the curtains was open, but now they're closed. Why are the curtains closed? He said, well, there was a fire next door, and I didn't want you to wake up thinking that the surgery was a failure and that you had died and went to hell. We are living in a day and age where many people are sick. And it's the devil's strategy to not only make you sick, but to kill you and take you to hell. And even once you have become a child of God, that don't exempt you from sickness. Even though you may be saved, the devil still would be on your trail to afflict you with sickness. See, the devil's strategy is just to take you out. And he can come up with all kind of ways to take you out. One way the devil will come up, he will see a Christian that has a lot of zeal but not much knowledge, and he will take that Christian real fast and get that Christian involved in about 20 things, good things in their life. But they can't juggle 20 things all at one time. And what the devil will try to do is burn that person out. So after about 5 years of ministry, they done got all burnt out, and they ready to give up on church and Christianity altogether. Or what the devil will do the devil will take that same person who done been burnt out, and this person is kind of afraid to get back involved in ministry. And so every time that person start thinking about getting back involved in ministry, the devil say, no, you don't want to do that. They'll try to do something else, and the devil say, no, you don't want to do that. And then they get ready to do something else, and the devil say, no, you don't want to do that. And what the devil basically would do, on one hand, he done burnt a person out, but on another hand, he done had this person to wear out. And so on one hand is burnout. On the other hand is wow. And you just get tired of just start thinking about what you trying to do. And so you can get either wore out or you can get rushed out just not doing anything for the Lord. And so you can come in church and join the church but not do anything, any service for the Lord, and you can just rushed out. Rust out, wear out, or burn out. But what I find the devil is doing, particularly in this generation, he's afflicting the body of Christ with a lot of sicknesses and a lot of diseases. And it's hard to serve God when you're sick and your body is wrecked with pain and all kind of disease. And what the devil will try to do is set you out. He'll try to get you to set out, or he'll lay you out. But whether the devil done got you to rust out, or whether he got you burnt out, or wear out, or set you out, or lay you out, the object is to get you out. I done heard some people say, well, I'd rather burn out than rust out. It don't matter with the devil as long as you're out. What I'm seeing today, I have never seen. Have you ever seen so many young people even sick? Every now and then, when I was a child, we would see somebody had to go to the doctor, but they had a major sickness. Most of the sickness, mama and them had some kind of cure. Some old lady knew some kind of remedy that could take care. But in this day and age, so many folks are sick from the cradle all the way to senior citizen. So many in the body of Christ are being sidelined by sickness. And see, what the devil want to do, the devil, after you are saved, he don't want you to serve God. And so he will afflict you with some kind of sickness. Oh, I know I'm right, because right here in the text, the Bible tells me that Jesus was teaching one day in one of the synagogues, and it happened to be the Sabbath day. And the Bible says in verse number 11, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit. Somebody say a spirit.
A spirit.
A spirit of infirmity, 18 years. This lady had a demon that had attacked her body, made her sick for 18 years. A spirit of infirmity. But the strange thing about this, when you look down in verse 16, the Bible says this was a daughter of Abraham. In other words, this was a child of God that a demon that attached itself to this child of God and is making this child of God sick. Not just for a day, not just for a week. 18 years, a demon. A spirit of infirmity making this lady sick. How could a child of God have a demon? Oh, it's getting awfully quiet in here. Y'all gonna go with me? I'm gonna have to go by myself. Could it be the consequences of her sin before her salvation? Before she got saved, could it be she committed some sin and it opened the door to demonic attack?
And her body was attacked by this demon, and this demon done been there for 18 years. Or could it be that this lady persists in some sin after her salvation? After she became a daughter of Abraham, she went back out into the world and committed a sin and opened the door to demonic attack. You know, sometimes you can do that. You know, if you can handle this, sometimes if a child of God go back out there in the world, God will even send the devil to attack that Christian in order to whoop that Christian back in line. Oh, I know I'm right. I know I'm right. When you get home, just read 1 Corinthians chapter 5. It talks about a Christian man was sleeping around with his stepmama in the church. And Paul said, this thing should not be. Even worldly folks don't do kooky stuff like that. And we got this crazy stuff going on like that in the church. Paul said, let me tell you how to handle this problem. When the church come together, y'all just put him in the hands of Satan so that Satan can destroy the body, that his soul can be saved on judgment day. Could it be that she opened the door to Satan after she got saved? Or could it be the results of a generational sin? Could it be that her grandmama hated God? Granddaddy hated God. Mama hated God. Because see, the Bible says over in Exodus chapter 20, I believe 4 and 5, when it's dealing with the Ten Commandments, God says, I'm a jealous God. Visiting the iniquity upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hates me. See, not all our family members love the Lord. There's some folks out there that really hate God Almighty. They hate what God stands for. Could it be that the grandmama of somebody hated God, and as a result, it opened the door to a demon? And even though grandmama is dead, the demon ain't dead. And the demon look for somebody else in that family to attach itself to. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really know for sure. The text don't really tell us, do it, when the demon came in. It don't tell us whether the demon came in before she got saved or after she got saved, or was this the result of a generational sin. The text really don't tell us, but one thing the text do tell us is when that demon got there, that demon brought her real low. The demon brought her down. The demon had her bent out of shape and had brought her down. Somebody may ask the question, do the devil still work like that in Christians' lives today? Hey, the devil hadn't changed. The devil's strategy is still the same. Just like he worked on that lady and tried to get her bent out of shape and bringing her down, the devil's still trying to get you all bent out of shape and trying to bring you down, trying to bring you down, trying to bring you down. Now, I know this is messing with a lot of folks' theology this morning, because some of you think that once you got saved, the devil not going to bother you. But you got to remember, get your theology straight. See, Jesus saved you from your sin. He didn't save you from Satan. That's why you got to pray in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us of our sins that we have committed. And then you ask God to deliver us from what? From evil. You got to pray to God every day you get up. The devil is on your trail, and you got to pray, God, deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom. You the one that's got the, you the one that can keep the devil from getting me. Hello, I know I'm messing with somebody theology, but stay with me this morning. Because the devil is trying to mess with all our theology. See, what did I say in that first message? See, the way the devil tries to mess with you is to deceive you. And see, the problem with the body of Christ today is that many believers are deceived. See, we done moved to 2X screens. There's 1X screen that tells you anytime you get sick, oh, let's pray for you because we gotta get that demon out of your life. And so every sickness, behind every sickness, that's there is a demon. And then there's the other camp in theology that basically says that there is no demon that attacks Christians. So on one hand, they see a demon behind every sickness, and this camp over here says the only reason we get sick is just because we just catch sickness. Both of them are wrong when you're at the extreme. There's a balance. It is true that we get sick sometime because we live in a fallen world. We live in a contaminated world. And every now and then, you get sick because somebody else is sick and you just catch what they got. We live in a fallen world. But then there are other times we get sick not because somebody else got it. It's because there's a demon that put it on you. And that's what happened in this case here. And that's what is happening today, I believe, with a lot of sicknesses in the church, that demons done came in and they have attacked the body of Christ and we didn't know it. Oh, I don't know if y'all feeling me this morning. Let me see, can I help you this morning? I bought my little bad friend. My little bad friend, we're gonna look at my little bad friend this morning like he's a demon. And sometimes what has happened to some believers, before you got saved, you open a door to some sin, and the devil came in and attached himself to you. Oh, you didn't see it because he's invisible. It's a spirit came in. And that ever since you committed that sin, guess what's been happening to you, though?
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter. The living word.
If you would like a copy of the message that you've just heard in its entirety, call the church office now at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or write to Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, 75062. You're also invited to worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.